This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It looks like the Cowboys are clear to head to Oxnard. So we're asking the question, have you ever been to an out-of-state football training camp, and is that a destination for football fans? On the football front, is the Colts are making some moves. They signed former number one overall pick and Chiefs starting tackle Eric Fisher to the one-year $9.4 million deal. And also, Antoine Woods is visiting with the Colts today. So,
good for him. Well, and he knows a little bit about what they're doing up there. I'm interested in that because Eric Fisher essentially, that now the Colts are going to the Super Bowl, but he won't be there to protect Wentz, and then Wentz is going to lose the Super Bowl, and then everybody in Philly will be like, "See, it was always Foles." So I'm interested in to see how that all comes together.
I would be fairly surprised if the Colts made it to the Super Bowl, but good for him if that happens.
Ooh, I want to say I won't be surprised if the Colts make it to the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that more later at a later date.
All right. So am I supposed to talk or not?
Mike, hold on one second. I did want to revisit something real quick.
I will hold that opinion until you tell me to use it, Corey.
Thank you, Mike. Kevin, you brought up that it appears the Cowboys are going back to Oxnard. Yes. Jerry mentioned that, I think, in the press conference, the pre-draft press conference. I want to see all of you reporters there. I'm hopeful. I'm really wanting to see that. I'm hopeful that we can do this. My question is, and maybe a lot of people didn't know, has it been cleared? The way has been cleared for them, because I saw going into Friday that it was likely that it was going to happen, but they needed to, you know, jump a few hurdles.
So here's specifically, and they're really easy ones. The NFL is going to allow teams to go offsite for training camp, provided the camp location has a full infection control plan submitted by June 11th. And it's approved. Now, this is essentially the exact same thing that teams already had to submit for off-season work. So if the Cowboys already have this plan, they can easily tweak this plan for Oxnard, especially given how long they have been in Oxnard. And so my question about that is how many people, this is like a destination for them? Because, man, all of the time, whenever we talk about going to spring training and they're like, "Oh, you guys are so lucky you get to go to spring training." And I know I've got a friend who he and his wife, they went essentially on their honeymoon to spring training to see the Rangers.
Totally worth it.
And we hear about that all the time. Is any other sport, I guess it would specifically have to be football, that's like that, where an out-of-state or off-site training camp is like a destination?
Yeah, I never was probably going to Vegas for, you know, whatever, training for the NBA. But I this was always a bucket list for me, was to make it to Cowboys training camp. Because I got to cover the Cowboys, but I never got to go to Oxnard. I never got to go do that. So for me, it was always something I wanted to do. When I got into this business, it was a destination for me in this business to be able to go cover them every year. And that's something we got to cover them a couple times, Kevin. We've been out there a couple times, and we can talk about that experience later. Kevin, you've seen it. Like, you've seen the fans show up in droves, and they're not just from California. Like, there are a lot of Cowboys fans in California for this specific reason. But, man, remember when the Raiders came over that day, how big of an event that was?
It was parole day, yeah. It was huge.
The police officers were there, like, they were out there in masses, too, making sure that everything stayed safe. Jenkins got in a fight with somebody on the freaking sideline.
Isn't that because I was there with you guys? Isn't that because the two major gangs in Oxnard, because it's not the greatest area, silver and navy and black and silver as their colors?
I don't know that. Yeah. Kevin talked to the police officers more than I did.
I'm 99% positive because they had, like, dogs coming through, and then they were like, "Well, we have to watch out for this because the two prevalent gang colors in our area here are the Cowboys colors and the Raiders colors, and so, you know, we just got to make sure that people coming to this are actual Cowboy fans and Raider fans and not going to use this as a place to start a big gang war.
From the 702, I have been to Cowboys training camp 3 times, but we live in Vegas. That made it easier, and it was awesome. From the 956, so why the hell did they build the Star then? But that's the Star is for their home facility, and they will run a part of training camp there, just like they used to bounce down to San Antonio, and they'll run like the last bit at the Star, or they'll have open spots at the Star for people who want to go see it locally.
Multiple things here. First, the weather is very good for football outdoors.
It's
second,
perfect.
It's where the Joneses have a home in Malibu. So they don't want to be, the Joneses don't want to be in Dallas-Fort Worth in August. And they want to be in their summer home, and their summer home is Malibu. So this way they can have their training camp there. Their business can move to where they want to live during the month of July and August. So it works out great if you're the owner of the team. You have Thousand Oaks, which was there forever for the Cowboys with Tom Landry and Tex Schramm and the old Cowboys. So Oxnard is 45 minutes away, I think, from Thousand Oaks. So it's not far from where you used to train. You get the fans from California to maybe be to Cowboy fans, keep them. And then you get to have training camp in nice weather where I live during the off season.
Yeah, no, and Kevin, like, that's the thing. I think that's the most appealing part about it. If you're a fan that's seeking it as a destination for whatever, or if you're a Cowboys player, or if you're a media member, like, that's the first thing that we see. Anybody that goes to Oxnard is going to tweet the weather for the day, and it's probably going to say 70 degrees, high of 77. And, like, that's as hot as it's probably going to get the entire time that you're there. You never break a sweat. It's always sunny. And it's just an easy – it almost is a country club feeling at camp sometimes because of how nice it is and in the surrounding area too.
From the 405, I don't want to be that disappointed that early in the year watching the Cowboys. That is rude but hilarious. From the 972, in 1989, my dad took me to the Bengals training camp in Ohio. I still hate him to this day for that. Hold on. I have so many more questions. Did you live in Ohio and you just didn't like them?
What if he made you a Bengals fan? What if he hates him for that because he was why did you make me a Bengals fan?
And that was like,
chose any other team.
And you were coming off of the apex of great Bengals football. Like, you were just going to be back in the Super Bowl. And, oh, man. Like, did you drive there from Texas? From the 903, I went to Cowboys training camp before. Hell, I drove when it was in Wichita Falls. And then I saw another person getting a lot of feedback saying they went to training camp. They would love to go back. They got lots of autographs. And that is a cool thing, is how many people will stay behind and do pictures and sign autographs. Like, I always want to bring this up because I've been very harsh on Cole Beasley. But I would say one of the things is Cole Beasley, every single day we were out there at training camp, whether it was for a walkthrough or an actual practice, he would be one of the, if not the very last person on the field signing autographs for damn near anybody who wanted one. So I always did want to give him credit for that. And it can be a fun place for celebrity sightings, for autographs, and for pictures with players. Like, I remember when the host of The Bachelor was there, Sean and RJ lost their mind. And a whole bunch of folks were there. Tommy Lasorda called me fat. Mm-hmm. And Magic Johnson's security guards turned around and looked at us and said, no interviews today. So it's a celebrity watching site as well for the Cowboys.
Denzel Washington has shown up and been the, you know, he was like, I've been a Cowboys fan forever. And then told the story about how long he's been a Dallas Cowboys fan. And I don't know if I really believed it or not, but he was there.
Then he took Ethan Hawke under his wing, and mm-hmm. he corrupted him throughout the day and taught him how not to be a cop. It was mm-hmm. a crazy day.
I think, and the other thing too, Mike, and I know, like, you get amped up for baseball because it's your game. It's the game you grew up passionate about for everything. And I know you don't love the football training camp as much as you love baseball, because I can see it in your face, man. Like, you just love being around the clubhouse and everything.
I was so excited to go to Oxnard, and I'm not telling you you'd be let down. I think you'd really enjoy it. I'm a huge Cowboys fan too. I just find it, like, how many times can I watch the linebackers tackle a basketball or whatever, you know, like, a, the,
yeah.
like, I'm just like, I, It's different because when you go to spring training, every day at 1 p.m., the Rangers play a real baseball game, you know, for the most part. I know now you can just say switch our guy through 30 pitches, you know, but for the most part, you do get to watch a real baseball game at 1 p.m. every day in Arizona, and they're all there. If you don't want to watch the Rangers, you can go watch another team play 10 minutes down the road. What's tough for me about training camp is just watching practice.
Yeah, and
I just get tired of it after a couple days. I'm like, I've watched 6 hours of practice, you know, and I get it. Like, people that love football and love watching, you know, a guy run around a circle and then run around the other way of a circle for a defensive end drill or something, that's really fun for them.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, too. Like, that's something that I get really excited about. You know, I working at the Cowboys website for a while, we were involved in practices. We got to, you know, the small things that you can see, the subtle things. And then those things help you learn, just like, you know, you when you're watching a guy pitch. I watch a guy, if he has just a little bit of a hitch in his left leg, now I'm like, oh, hold on, what's going on there? I've never seen that before. This is affecting him more. And Broaddus, can, you know, I can just imagine. Because, Mike, I've gotten to sit
well,
and watch.
I hated it, but when I've I watched Taco watch Charlton. You, when I watched Taco Charlton for, like, just a few days at training, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, he's the worst. Like, the dudes that are getting – like, I mean, it was for real. They're dudes that you knew were getting released. You're like, they do these drills better than him.
But yeah, I think it was, Mike, the moment that I was like, this is where I just got to watch two big leaguers do something special.
Okay.
Khalil Mack and Tyron Smith were lined up on each other. And Khalil Mack absolutely abused Tyron Smith, just ran right past him. And we were like, whoa. And Tyron Smith looked at his coach and said, run it back. And they lined back up again, and Khalil Mack tried to go around him, and Tyron Smith took his big left paw and stuck it in Khalil Mack's chest and threw him to the ground with one hand. And I was like, oh my, I don't know if I'm ever going to see that in a real game, but we saw that happen in a practice, and Khalil Mack hopped up. Well, that was his rookie season, right,
yeah,
Devin?
It was before, and people were like, oh, from Buffalo, huh? I don't know how this kid's going to work out. And when we saw that, we looked at each other like, holy crap, that kid's going to be awesome. Like, I know he got stuffed the second go around, but this is when Tyron was at the height of his ability, and he just ran by him, and we were like, holy crap, this dude's going to be really good.
So, and I can imagine, like, not everybody is going to get a chance to watch a spring training baseball game with Mike Bacsik and learn things and hear Mike Bacsik talk about it. But that's the other thing, too. I can just imagine Broaddus at training camp and the amount of the wealth of, because I've sat next to him before. I've stood there and just kind of been like, hey, why did this happen? Why are they doing this? And he's explained it. The wealth of knowledge that we have here at the station, Kevin, is something that the thing that I love the most, because you want baseball expertise. We have a big league pitcher right here in Mike Bacsik. And then we have a dude that was actually a real live scout in Brian Broaddus. Oh, yeah. And Mike was also in the Olympics. So that's why he knows more about what DK Metcalf can do. So
I wish I was in the real Olympics.
Oh, I'm sorry. Olympic medalist Mike Bacsik. Yes. So
from the 940, and I know this player didn't work out, but still a cool memory. Parents took me to Wichita Falls training camp. I got Darren Hambrick signed ball.
Nice.
So, I mean, I think those kind of memories are still positive, even if the player didn't turn out. And then from the 845, it's BS that they can train in the 70-degree weather. They should be here 110 degrees sweating. Maybe Zeke would show up in shape for once. I don't know, man. I saw something on social media that says he's in shape now.
His footwork looks really crisp. And I guess that's the other thing, too, that I'm really interested in. How much of a difference do you think a training camp will make this year for McCarthy? Do you think it'll make any real difference for him in that team? And what about for Dan Quinn as opposed to Mike Nolan?
For him, yeah. I still have not really gotten a good explanation about how, since you had to talk to players over video, the whole system collapsed. Like, I get how that makes it more complicated, but sometimes the way they describe it, they're like, nobody could figure out how to talk through a video screen. And I'm like, what about the Cleveland coach? Isn't he new?
And lots of businesses that have been thriving during
this time. And so part of me wonders, like, why we all just accepted that excuse. But for Dan Quinn, I do wonder, since they're going to switch some things up schematically again, but hopefully not as much as the first year, which McCarthy does also point out that that was part of their problem. But, you know, I'm hopeful that it makes a difference. Quite frankly, Corey, it's just, for me, it's hope at this point. I'm hopeful that being in person makes a difference. I'm hoping better health makes a difference. I'm hoping second year McCarthy makes a difference, because I love the Cowboys and I want them desperately to be good.
You got to get your hands on a man, Kevin. Like, how are you ever going to get a man to do what you want if you can't get your hands on him and really show him what he's supposed to be as a player?
I don't know if that's exactly the way I would describe it, but I do understand your point.
Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, is this Russell Westbrook history impressive? Does he get historically underrated? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.